At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Matt Fry on LBC. Listen on your smart speaker now. Just say, play LBC.
Go on, Alexa, play LBC. Now, of course, I have two words for you. Whenever we talk about Washington, we talk about Washington and Trump every single week. How can we not talk about the wrecking ball in the White House? But I have two words for you if you really want to understand what's going on. One of them is Simon and the other one is Marx. And he's on the line. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Matt.
Where
I'll do my best.
Where to begin? Can I begin with something, actually? Barack Hussein Obama, the man who's been as silent as a Trappist monk for the last 3 months, has finally spoken up and been rude about the current incumbent in the White House. What did he say? Why did he say it? Will it make a difference?
Well, and not only Barack Hussein Obama, but also Kamala Harris has spoken out. She has reanimated herself and told everybody yesterday that they need to find the courage to speak out, which is ironic, given that we've not heard a peep from her for many, many weeks. The former president of the United States, who has hewed to the traditional notion here that there's only one president at any one time. President Obama has not previously spoken in the critical terms that he used when he spoke to a gathering late last week about what's been taking place here in Washington. And he said, can you imagine what would have happened to me if I had done half the things that Donald Trump has done in the less than 100 days since he took over? So he too was urging people not to ignore what's taking place and to begin finding their own voices to speak out. One wonders whether the two of them, Barack Obama and Kamala Harris, found a bit of Dutch courage as a result of Cory Booker's marathon 25-hour speech on the floor of the Senate earlier this week.
Without a bathroom break.
Without a bathroom break. Extraordinary that. He dehydrated himself in order to do that. I wasn't even aware you could do that, but I wouldn't try it at home if I were you. That speech by Cory Booker excoriated not only the Trump administration, it excoriated the Democratic Party for having failed to meet the moment. So with Cory Booker managing to do that for 25 hours on the floor of the Senate and break all records for a single continuous speech on Capitol Hill, that almost appears to have shamed former leaders of the party like Barack Obama and people that still hope somehow to remain leaders of the party like Kamala Harris to break cover and start speaking out. But either way, they have returned to the fray, if only briefly. Let's see if they keep it up.
And also, there's a bit of a civil war, in fact, one hell of a civil war, brewing inside the Democratic Party, isn't there? Between the likes of AOC, Alessandra Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, and some of the others on the left fringe, and then the establishment, people like Nancy Pelosi, who are seen to have basically messed up the message or the response to Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, completely. And from the left, AOC and Bernie Sanders have been trying to lead by example, along, I think it's fair to say, with Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. They've been out there talking to crowds of people in various parts of the country. At times, 85,000 people showing up for some of the events that they have been holding. Bernie Sanders and AOC, as you would expect, are leading that opposition from the perspective of saying Donald Trump is doing terrible things, as he is, to work working-class families all over the country. They always have been politicians that have emphasized the working class and the working man in the messaging that they've offered. The more orthodox Democrats have either been sitting on their hands, in the case of people like Nancy Pelosi and even Senator Charles Schumer, the current Democrat leader in the Senate, who was there to watch the climax of Cory Booker's speech and applauded him and led his fellow members in congratulating the senator from New Jersey, but was was clearly implicated in what the senator had been saying about the Democratic Party's failings. There's going to be internecine warfare in the Democratic Party to figure out who is going to take the mantle of leadership forwards. And those Democrats that have sat on their hands and quite literally not even exhibited a pulse since Donald Trump's inauguration are going to face the consequences of their inaction at the hands of grassroots supporters who are furious about that.
Of course, the other pulse that we're looking for, or perhaps it's also a spine, is in the in Republican ranks. And I was struck by the fact that Ted Cruz, you know, who's never missed an opportunity to ingratiate himself with Donald Trump, even though he probably hates him and wants to slice him and dice him, Ted Cruz was saying that the current tariff policies of the administration will lead to a bloodbath in the midterm elections. What's going on with Ted?
Well, not just Ted. I think we are seeing serious anxiety now spreading throughout the Republican Party. You could witness it in the hours leading up to the tariff announcement on Wednesday as various Republican senators trekked to the White House, called the White House, especially those coming from agricultural states or states near the Canadian border, who knew that their constituents were going to be hit hard by these tariffs, begging President Trump not to go as far as they feared he was going to go. And then in the end, he went even further than they feared he was going to go. So Ted Cruz is saying that if this results temporarily in a bit of upheaval and we see tariff barriers that foreign countries have put in place against American goods melt away, that'll be great. But if it doesn't, that's going to start becoming a real problem for the United States. Take a listen to this Republican, another big beast up in the Senate.
We're in uncharted waters. Tariffs are more art, in my opinion, than science.
That is Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, the foghorn leghorn of Capitol Hill.
Tariffs are like whiskey. A little whiskey under the right circumstances can be refreshing. Too much whiskey under the wrong circumstances, and you end up drunk as a goat.
So that was Senator Kennedy talking.
I love this guy. Fantastic. Drunk as a goat. You was drunk as a goat.
He was talking there to Fox News, I think last night. And, you know, that is a clear indication that Republicans on Capitol Hill are going to give Donald Trump a little bit of rope, but I think not much more, given the state of the market performance that we've witnessed over the last 48 hours of trading.
You just wanted to play that clip because of his southern accent, didn't you? Okay, so I'm going to make it very easy for you. What's the other clip you've got up your sleeve? And talk around it, please. Go on.
Well, the other clip I've got up my sleeve is the Fox News host Jesse Waters, who hosts the primetime program on Fox News. He took over from Bill O'Reilly in that slot. And Mr. Waters has the fabulous ability of living up to that American aphorism that when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Now, I'm only in my 40s. I know I look a lot younger, but I've never seen a president stand up to Wall Street. Have you? Trump just stared the market right in the face while it sold off 4%. It's like sending your screwed up son to a military academy. You know, it's going to hurt him at first, and he's not going to like it, and it's going to be painful. But in the long run, it's going to make him a man.
Of course, when you send your son to military school, that doesn't always necessarily mean that you're going to see the value of your retirement accounts completely evaporating in front of your eyes, which is what is happening to millions and millions of Americans. The White House keeps saying they're not worried about Wall Street. Their attention is not focused on Wall Street. They're focused on Main Street. But down on Main Street, millions and millions of Americans have their retirement funds entirely wrapped up in the stock market. They have their 529 college funds, the money that they salt away to send their children to university, entirely wrapped up in the financial markets. So they are absolutely feeling this market meltdown, even while the president, while it was taking place, thought that it was perfectly fine to be down in Florida hosting a golf tournament and insisting that he didn't care about the markets. He's really focused on Main Street.
And talking of military boarding school, of course, Trump himself was sent to one of those military boarding schools at the age of 11 because he was so badly behaved in the non-military school, chucking chairs at teachers, etc., etc. And we see how that worked out. Listen, Simon, finally, to what extent do you think he does actually care about the markets? Or has he just said to himself, I don't give a damn. Let's, you know, let's hunker down, let's bunker down on the golf course, wherever else, for the long term, and eventually truth and light will prevail? Or is he actually going to be waking up on Monday morning thinking, oh my God, what have I done?
Well, he's certainly been very obsessed with the markets when Democrats have been in the presidency. So the notion that he's not paying any attention to the markets, I think, is specious. But whether he's paying attention to the markets or not sort of doesn't matter. If Republican support on Capitol Hill is cracking, if public fury is being vented against Republican elected representatives all weekend, if he is under pressure from the big business behemoths who backed him, funded his inauguration, funded his election campaign, and have seen billions of dollars in value wiped off their personal books. I mean, think about Tim Cook of Apple, who controversially bent the knee before Donald Trump, donated money to his inaugural fund, hoping that he was going to head off the worst excesses of the president's protectionist instincts, only to be rewarded with absolutely nothing, and to see Apple losing more than $250 billion in its market valuation, because, of course, it relies so heavily on imported products to make all those computers and iPhones and other products that it shares. That's where the pressure is going to come from. And this can't continue much longer without that pressure having an impact.
Well, well, well. And next week, we're going to have to speak about Elon Musk, who may or may not be on the way out. Also interesting stuff. Simon, I'm going to leave it there. Enough of that. Thank you so much indeed for getting up early again for us in Washington, D.C.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.